Finance and Economics.
Student loans. Grading education. A fintech startup treats student loans as serious investments.
In an old factory building in Lower Manhattan, a fintech startup is seeking answers to a question that has tormented teachers and students for decades. What is the value of a given course, teacher, or institution? Climb Credit, with just 24 employees, provides student loans. The programs it finances bring returns far higher than can be expected from even highly rated universities. Climb does not claim to nurture billionaires, nor to care much about any of the intangible benefits of education. Rather, it focuses on sharp, quantifiable increases in earnings. The average size of its loans is $10,000, and it normally finances programs of less than a year. The subjects range from coding to web design, from underwater welding to programming robots for car makers, which has the highest rate of return. Some students have scant formal education, others advanced degrees. The rate of return they get is calculated as the uplift in earnings after the course of study minus its cost, which includes that of servicing the loan and takes account of the absence of earnings during the course. Climb's results so far are hardly conclusive. It has released only the number of loan applications, just 10,000 since its founding in 2014. Many institutions it works with do not offer the 4-year and 2-year courses eligible for federal funding, which account for 19 million students. Instead, its market for now is among the 5 million studying in more focused programs. Past efforts to rank education providers based on the financial return they offer have struggled. The data are often drawn from patchy surveys. It is hard to compare different courses over different time spans. Climb tracks every loan it makes, along with data such as subject area, teacher, institution, job offers, and salaries. Its interest rates average 9% a year, roughly double the government rate, and can be as high as 15%. It shuns some fields, such as acting or modelling, altogether if there is no evidence that a course delivers a return. So far, the firm's approach has worked. Its default rates are in the low single digits. Climb's credit offering covers 70 institutions, another 150 are being vetted. As many as 3,000 may eventually qualify. Climb's attraction is obvious, an expanded student base. But many will balk at the tough provisions Climb imposes. Students must be given a dropout period when they can leave without any loan obligation. A review of data on conventional student loans suggested that those most likely to default had begun classes, taken on debt, and then quit the course before they had acquired any new skills. If a student does default, the school is usually responsible for more than 20% of the unpaid debt. That gives it an incentive to pick students carefully and train them well. In conventional student loans, interest and principal accumulate silently. On graduation, the monthly repayment bill comes as a shock. Climb students start making tiny payments as soon as they take out a loan, refunded if they drop out fast. Climb hopes to make its success rate data public to help both students and lenders. It already makes good use of its network of education providers. It has hired 3 former students from institutions within it.